Phoenix Audio presents
Paper Money by Ken Follett. 6 a.m. It was the luckiest night of Tim Fitzpeterson's life. He thought this the moment he opened his eyes and saw the girl in bed beside him, still sleeping. She had red hair, fitting her small head like a cap and showing her tiny ears. All her features were small: nose, chin, cheekbones, dainty teeth. Her left arm lay limply outside the coverlet, which was pushed down to reveal narrow, delicate shoulders and one shallow breast, its nipple soft in slumber. He looked away from her, up at the ceiling, and for a moment he let the sheer joy of remembered fornication wash over him like a physical thrill. Then he got up. The candid morning light made her no less lovely, despite tousled hair and the untidy remains of what had been an elaborate make-up. Daybreak was less kind to Tim Fitzpeterson. That was why he tried not to wake her. He wanted to look in the mirror before she saw him. The bathroom had a full-length mirror. He looked in it while he waited for the bath to fill, wondering what there was about this middle-aged body that could drive a beautiful girl of, what, 25, into a frenzy of lust. He was short, and his naturally broad frame was thickened by a little superfluous fat, particularly on the chest, waist, and buttocks. His physique was okay for a man of 41, but it was nothing to excite even the most physical of women. The mirror became obscured by steam, and Tim got into the bath. He rested...